call them water containers, things like that, pads.
You call it a tin bucket or?
Yeah, tin bucket or zinc bucket. Mm-hmm. That's a tin zinc tub over there, you see. Now.
Uh-huh.
That used to be a barrel sawed into to make them tubs.
Uh-huh. I see. Make it smaller.
That old syrup barrel, it used to be a syrup barrel from 31 to 35 gallons at home. And the women was tickled to death to get one of them to saw it half in two. Most, about three holes or four, and stay about that close to the top to run your fingers in to tote it.
I see. Make
all
it
that wash tub.
What'd you call the thing on the syrup barrel that you turned to get the syrup out of?
Faucet.
And do you use the same word today in the kitchen there in the
yes.
sink? And if you have one out here to hook a hose on, is that still a...
We call it a hose bib.
I see. See.
You can go up there and...
Excuse me.
That's right, baby. Excuse me for busting. You can go up there to hardware and just tell them you want a spigot. They may get you a slick spinder. You say, I want a hose bib. Say, well, you said spigot.
I see. All right, that's what we're interested in, you know, it is how these
yes.
same words mean different things in different places. If you you had a room where you kept everything that you didn't know what to do with back on the farm, what would you call that room?
Well, some of them call it storage room, some of them call it junk room.
Junk room. You ever hear lumber room?
Yes, sir.
You did.
Yes, sir.
And a lumber meant... It didn't mean wood, it meant what? It meant just everything that you didn't know what to do with.
Plunder room, they called it plunder room. Plunder room. Yeah, plunder room, junk room. And so they call it a warehouse.
I see.
It goes by that name right on, too.
Warehouse,
junk house, plunder room.
Plunder room, that's new to me, I didn't know that. When you buy a few cans of food at the store, what do they put them in so you can carry them home today?
Paper bags.
But in the old days, if you bought 100 pounds of chicken feed, what would you, what would they put, how did chicken feed come?
It'd come in bags.
What'd you call those bags?
Some of them be cocoa bags, some of them be cloth bags, some of them paper bags. They put it all now in paper bags.
Paper,
they even put fertilizer in paper bags nowadays.
Croaker sack, then croaker bag, which one? Did you say croaker sack or croaker
yes,
bag?
Croaker sack.
And that was that rough brown stuff that that they made. What's a guana sack?
It was made out of the same thing.
Same
guana
thing.
Sack was. I got some croaker bags here now.
Uh-huh.
I buy shell corn, you see.
Uh-huh.
Feeding the chickens on.
And the what was the cloth bag called?
Well, some of them was for flour, some of them for meal, some of them for sugar.
Mm-hmm.
But they changed that meal bag, flour bag, sugar bag to paper bag.
Mm-hmm.
All changed to paper.
You ever hear of a tow sack?
Yeah.
You ever hear of a tow sack?
Croaker sack.
They call it croaker. Not they never called it a tow. Tow sack. Uh-huh. And what did you used to put up to your mouth and blow into make a...
Juice harp.
Juice harp. Uh-huh. And
turkey yelper.
A what?
Turkey yelper. Yelp wild turkey.
Oh, I didn't know that. Uh-huh. Yeah, when you blow through it, would it be a...
Stem on the side.
If you flick it, pick
it. Juice harp.
All right. Suppose you just blew into it, moved it back and forth.
It would just make a flutter fuss. Wouldn't make no tune.
And do you ever call that a mouth harp?